Now, my name is Thomas Hedlund. I'm with the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and I work in most of my adult life in the Philippines. I'm an anthropologist.
I was just wondering how you came to Christ.
Well, Stephen, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My parents never went to church, not even once, not even for Easter or Christmas. And I have an older sister and a younger brother, and the three of us, we had wonderful parents, but they weren't church people. And then when in the providence of God, when us three kids were teenagers, our family moved to a new area in Los Angeles, and it just so happened there was a really thriving Presbyterian church in the neighborhood, Angeles Mesa Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, and they had a booming youth program, among other things. And when me and my brother and sister were teenagers, we started going to the youth programs, and make a long story short, we eventually, slowly, and me not until, I didn't make a serious commitment to Christ till I was 22 years old, but we all started finding the Lord in our teens, and including my mom and dad, and they started going to church with us. And it was a wonderful story. That's the short version of it. And our whole family turned and gave our lives to the Lord. And we continue to follow the Lord all our lives. My mom and dad are with the Lord now. And very thankful for that story. That's the short version of it.
That's great. I was just wondering, in your studies in anthropology, and did you run into any conflicts between that and reading the Bible and what anthropology was saying?
Well, actually, Stephen, I didn't. I can't remember that I've ever had any conflict between the Bible and my anthropology studies. And if I'm supposed to have, I mean, anthropologists, I have a PhD in anthropology from the University of Hawaii, and I'm a professional anthropologist and teach part-time in two different universities, secular universities, and part-time for Wycliffe Bible Translators and the Summer Institute of Linguistics. An anthropologist who is also a person of faith is considered by an awful lot of people as an oxymoron. Not only secular people, but I even meet people in the church that look at me kind of wondering how I could possibly be an anthropologist and a serious Christian at the same time. But I personally have never had any conflict with this. It's just, anthropology is a field of study. It is not a position. It is not a philosophical position. Anybody can take the science of anthropology and use it. You use it to fit your own models. A Buddhist can use anthropology, a Muslim, a Christian, or a hardcore materialist like Richard Dawkins. We can all use anthropology. It's a field of study. You don't have to be an atheist to use it. And you find a model that fits yours. If you don't like the models that some of your professors have developed, theoretical models, you develop another one, your own, that fits your worldview. So I've never had a problem with it.